Okay, Yom Tov Shosh Hashana, Cholik Yom Tov Shein Shashari Yom Tovim B'Shai Chusi L'Yom Tov Rishin, L'Etzim Teichnei V'Nyana Shel Achag. Means, it says that usually, a Yom Tov Sheini, it's not as much of a Hemshech to Yom Tov Rishin, it's a much lower darga than Yom Tov Rishin. Hashenik B'Rash Hashana, like we're going to see, the Shaychus of Yom Tov Sheini, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishin. Meila, same thing in how much is part of the Yom Tov. The regular Yom Tov Sheni, it's not as much, the Teichna of the Yom Tov is not made on the Yom Tov Sheni as much as it is in Yom Tov Rishon. But we'll see, there's a difference. Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Man, look, it's not like a lower Indian of Yom Tov, it's like a direct Indian of Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe also the Shaychus to the Yom Tov itself, the Yom Tov Sheni is more on Rosh Hashanah than it is in any other Yom Tov. K'muvim ha'alocha l'maisa, sheba mishtavim ko Yisrael, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal, as opposed to other Inyanim and Teira, where there's different svaras, different ways of learning, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal. As we find in halacha, sh'aneil v'anechla b'yim alef to Rosh Hashanah, also gam b'yim b'yis to Rosh Hashanah. Masheke b'shan Yom Tov Sheni, sh'mutu m'manoshach. So there's a din of b'yish sh'aneil d'b'y Yom Tov, that it's awesome. So let's say a bay was nailed on Yom Tov Rishon, and Yom Tov Sheni it's mutter. Why? It's the whole reason why we make Yom Tov Sheni today, even though nowadays we know what the calendar is, we know exactly what the Yom Tov is. But it's a minig, we're keeping up the minig of Avisena, we're keeping up the minig of the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni. What was the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni? Because the shluchim couldn't come to far places by the time it was Yom Tov. So they didn't know if Rosh Chodesh was 1 day or 2 days. If it was not 1 day, if it was Malir Chaser, if the Chodesh the previous day, month was 29 days or 30 days. So they didn't know what the Yom Tov is. So they kept 2 days. So yes, that the whole original minig was based on a suffix. So this, if we have no Indian now to be machmen more than they were there. So then, because then it was a suffix. So if a bail was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it was Yom, was mutter be Yom Tov Sheni Manoshach. Because if Yom Tov Rishon was really Yom Tov, so now Yom Tov Sheni is not Yom Tov, so what's the problem with the bail? And if Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov, is the bail was nailed to be out of Yom Tov? It wasn't nailed on Yom Tov b'chol. Manoshach was mutter. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's different. Rosh Hashanah, we say that it's, even if it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it's also be Yom Tov Sheni. Tam b'zehu. We treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one long day. Because we treat it as one long day, so you can't say just because it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon that it should be mutter be Yom Tov Sheni. Why is it that treated as one long day? So the Gemara explains like this. The Altar brings the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Rashi explains like this. You had Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So the way it worked was in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a shir that they would say by the Karban Tamid. Every single day I have a different shir that they would say. Now, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, the Tamid Shal Shachris had the same shir as Chayil no matter what. They didn't change the Tamid Shal Shachris shir if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov. Why? For a very simple reason. Because you never know by Shachris if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov yet. Because the Edim are going to come, they can come the whole day. And if they come the whole day and they tell us that they saw the moon already last night, so it's the chesed meaning that today is Yom Tov. So then in the morning was Rosh Hashanah. If they don't come, then today was Chayil. So and we're never going to know if it's Chayil or if it's Yom Tov. So well, they were mesakim bechlal that there should be a different shir by the Tamid Shal Shachar of Yom Chayil or Rosh Hashanah. But Tamid Shal Mincha, they were mesakim. It was a different shir. Supposed to be a different shir for Tamid Shal Bein Abay, the Tamid of Mincha. It was a different shir. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a special shir. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's the regular weekday shir.
The shir is the
Kippur. Yeah, yeah. Shana, sorry.
We only said the Shachris one. We never said it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Chura. Yeah, yeah. So what happened was one time Edom came after Mincha. Usually Edom came before Mincha. Edom came very late. Came after the Tam Shal Ben Arbayim. And they'd already said the shir of Chayil. So it was a big problem. It was Nizbar Lam Afreid. That was Yom Tov. They said the wrong shir. So Chum made a takana that from now on, we're never taking Edim after Mincha. If Edim come after Mincha, it's commandalas, we don't, they have Chum have the power to do that. That doesn't, they have the power to even Dots negit for the reise. They could say we're not mekabel Eidim and finished. But yes, that's sof kosof. It's weird that if Eidim come and they're telling us that it's Yom Tov, and we're saying it's not Yom Tov, we're saying only tomorrow is Yom Tov. So they made a takana that if Eidim come taka after the Talmud Shabbin Abayim, even though Midrash is not Yom Tov today, because they weren't mekabel the Eidim, and therefore it's not Yom Tov. But takana the Rabbanon, that from when the Eidim came till the rest of the day, you shouldn't be mezalzel in it, and you shouldn't do mulach. So that comes out, the original takana of Yom Tov, of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, was not an inyan of Safik, it was an inyan of Adar. In such a case, when Eidim taka came after Mincha, after the Talmud Shabbin Abayim, we knew taka that Yom Tov is only the next day, because we're not mekabel Eidim after Talmud Shabbin Abayim. Why are we keeping 2 days, or one and a bit of a day, right? Why are we keeping a kapanim at Siyah Klali of 2 days? Because Chachamim said we shouldn't be mezalz on the first day, but it was Medin Vada, not Medin Saf. If it was Medin Vada, so there's no reason why a beit shemel dan Yom Tov Rishon should be mutaris be Yom Tov Shein. No reason why it's mutar is only Medin Meman of Shach. We say if today was Yom Tov. If today's Yom Tov, then yesterday wasn't Yom Tov, was Nedu B'chayil. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then it's already now Chayil. But here, we know for sure that both days are Yom Tov. We know for sure both days are Yom Tov. We treat it Yom Tov like Yom Yom Echadarach, not a union of Safik.
Why was it always the second day?
Sorry?
Why was it always the second day? It came in the morning, why was it?
No, there wasn't always a second day. There wasn't always, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's two differences between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov. One difference is that because Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, even places which are very close to Yerushalayim had to do Masafik 2 days, no matter what. Because the Shluchim weren't able to go Mechutz L'Tchum. Masha'inka by other Yom Tevim, it's only the places which are very far that they can't get there before Yom Tev, that we didn't know when, if it's 1 day or 2, we didn't know what day of the month Yom Tev is. That's one thing. But that doesn't explain why Yom Tev Hashanah should be different in the terms that it should be a Vada and not a Safik. That only explains why, even Bezman Abayis, most places did 2 days. But this din that we're learning now, that it's Yom Tov Kei Mecha Daruch, means because the original takana was different. It wasn't an Eifin of a Safik, it was an Eifin of Adar. That's because sometimes on Kapanim, the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to go Mechutz L'Chol, the Beis HaMikdash itself, they had 2 days, and not an Eifin of Safik, but an Eifin of Adar. Right? So what is that? Kapanim, sorry?
Why can't you say it's a middle of the Lash Chicha, and therefore you don't have to be Gozer on a very odd...
It might have been a Muslim Leishchicha, but we were Masakin, Chachamim Masakin, to keep up this minig, that there should be enough to this. Yes, yeah. What do we see for this lapel? What's the Rebbe trying to bring out? That we see that the Yom Tov Sheni is treated not as like a secondary union. In other words, it's Yom Echadarach, so it's Mamash Hamshech of Yom Rishon. It's not like something lower than Yom Rishon. Let's see the other one. The Pnim, he said that, Halach l'maisa is something shabam mishtavim kol Yisrael. When it comes to halach l'maisa, all Yidden are considered all Yidden are equal. There's no ischalkas between Yidden. So he says the teira achas l'kulana. When it comes to halacha, we all have one teira. Mashaike b'limud pardes ha-teira. Mashaike, when it comes to learning pshat remes drush and said of teira, is chodes also teira achas l'kulana. No, what the emes is an ischalk. We say shav shagam behem. If you look in a lot of Svarim, we'll explain Yom Tov Sheni v'Rashan is different Yom Tov tradition of Yom Tov Sheni of another Yom Tov. But what's the mail of bringing Davke Inyan of Halacha? Because when it comes to Stam Inyan and Dara Muzbir and Teira, so every person has a Shaykh, it's a different Chaluk of Teira. Every person, love Davke, it's Inyan of Shaykh to everyone. But when it comes to Halacha, everyone is Shaykh. It's like he explains, he says, Hare, Yesh Bezem Mem Tes Panim, Ayim Panim. Says that there's mem tes panim in teira, there's ayim panim la teira. Agav, in a different place, explains what's the reason of, what's the chilik to mem tes and ayim. It says that shivim is begematria seid. Seid is begematria shiv. If it's only galia the teira, then there's only mem tes. When you count in the seid also, then there's shivim panim la teira. This is not my minute, Rebbe Rosh Hashanah. Sorry? Seid is begematria shivim. So the shivim means that when you include also the chelik haseid of the teira, and you include only the chelik of anikla the teira, then it's only man tespa. Akopanim. Then the Rebbe brings some kisa arizal, there's a bunch of mekayis, and he says the mekivin sheyesh them shishim ribim neshamis, yesh shishim ribim pirushim. Hey, b'pshat v'miramz v'pirushim b'seid. Because there's 600,000 neshamis, there's also 600,000 pirushim in every single chelik in teira. How does that go with the Shivim and the Memtes? Mustama, because the Shivim and the Memtes are more klalistic of Pirushim. And those Pirushim, Gufan is Chalik to Pratim, Pitti Pratim. And every person is Shaykh to a different Chalik. That's why it's based on the fact, because like what we see from what Tarisa says, cause the 600,000 Neshamis. That's why the 600,000 Pirushim. No. Is that Menazvas? That it's based on the Neshama. Every Neshama has his Chalik in Tehra. Right? Altra brings the Akdam in Tanya also, that every person has his Chalik in Tehra. You have to find your Chalik in Tehra. But that's when we get to all in Yana. Mashaik, what we say, that halacha, when it comes to halacha, though, it's not like that. Halacha is a chiluk. Halacha is everyone has to keep the same halacha. Why? Because halacha comes from Shem Havai. Ma'am in Azal, Havai, imesh halacha, kemesu b'chol makim. Shu'ach tes pshuta. Mashaik, when it comes to halacha, Havai is in Yana v'ach tes pshuta, Havai echot, halakim is halacha rabim. Halacha, mashak, levatari, ein level divi lakim chai. When we talk about Shakla Vatari and Teira, not Halach Lamaisa, we say Divri Alakim Chaim. We say both are true. But we use Lashon Alakim Dafka. When it comes to Halach, we say Havaya Ime, Shalach Akimese. What's the Pshat? It finds another place in Chassidus. It's Adarach Nechilik B'ti Ratzin Achachma. Ratzin is, the Rebish does Ratzin is Lamayla Meseder Shtashlis. When someone wants something, a Ratzin Shalamayla Metan Vidas, it's not based on anything else outside of the person. There's no other Gdorim besides for the person. He wants, that's it. When someone understands something, understanding means you're recognizing already a system of seichel, system of klaliya seichel. Chachma is reishis ha'ishtalshos. Ratzin is keser, l'maylam is seyder ishtalshos. Mitzad p'chinus of p'chin of ratzin of the ebishtad is avaya echad, there's nothing else, there's only achdus pshut. Seyder ishtalshos, there's already a system, so to speak. There's chesed, there's gvura, it's a lukus, but the way the ebishtad gufa is in a such a tzir of ischalkus also, of chesed and gvura, etc. So because this chesed gvura, from chachma l'mata, the zinyan of chesed gvura, Bishamai says chesed, Bishamai says gvura, says we're machmir, and Bishil says we're mekel, chesed. They're both true, they're both in yonam amiti. But b'tzad l'mayla m'seder shtal shlis, it's not shaykh that should be two different efan and how to in yonam amiti. It's only one avayim, and that's therefore b'tzad avaya, shedish of halach l'maysa, halach comes from ratzin of the ebishta. When we learn teira, we're connecting to the ebishta's chachma. When we kaim what the Ebishta mitzvah bepeil, when we kaim the Ebishta's ratzen. Ratzen is not mitzvah in different nifanim, it's one ratzen. Achtes pshut. Therefore, there's no ischalkes when it comes to halach. Everyone has the same minyan when it comes to halach. But in Mekein Hashem is Yisrael, k'meshenem mechelik havai yame, k'vur betani shekoy Yisrael, nimeshoy shkulo, masim meis, v'avechad lukulon. Same thing is in Hashem's gufa. Peil, we said before that Arizal says, why is there 600,000 Pirushim? Because there's 600,000 different Neshams. So, depends. If you're talking about, depends what Madreg of Neshams. Sheira Sharshan of Neshams is like he says, Chil Kavaya. Yidin are part of Havaya. But sad the Sheira Sharshan, the way Yidin are part of Shem Havaya, there's no Ischalkas in the Neshams. Like he brings from Tanya. Kula Masimis, Vavechad Kulana. They're all equal. We don't look at Neshams as every single Nesham having his own in. The way the Neshams come down and say, the Ishtalshalas, there's already ischalkus in the shamas, like it says gufa in their time, tanya gufa. It says mi edei shoshen malosim b'shoshen mekerim b'klim chayim. Who knows which the shama? Every single shama has his place in seder shtalshel, something different, like it explains in the Mayim of Atmitzavim Lekodetera, that every the shamas are all like a guf, just like a guf. You have there's raglayim and there's reish, and the raglayim reish is higher than the raglayim, but nevertheless the raglayim have a mile over the reish. That after the raglayim could take the reish to somewhere, he wouldn't be able to come on his own. The same thing every single neshama has his ma'ila pratis, madrega pratis. So, mitzad the way the neshamas are in seder shtalshlis, so each neshama has his chelik teira that he's mischabeto. But mitzad the sheder shashan of neshamas, the way they're in shem avaya kulam asimes, they're connected to shem avaya, and their taka all the yidden have only one. There's no schalkes between neshamas. There's one halacha for all yidden. So the shtabs. Sorry. Where do we have such a thing?
Nikvar, you have
in
this guy's shtetl, in this guy's
shtetl,
in this guy's city, you have to do this.
It wasn't nikvah, was that it's not nikvah, that it's that there's one specific aloha, yeah. But when it's nifsak aloha, when we have, let's say, the Gemara says that a dini mominist aloha is like Rav. Now a person is going to come and say, I want to do like Shmuel. He's going, hey, pichrats and alien. Even though Shmuel is a chelik of when he's saying none of the imams and he's swearing the halachas like Rav, the imam is the halachas like Shmuel. Right, so if it comes to any imam and you're going to say I'm going like Rav, sorry, So those are inyanim which are totally b'minhagim b'darach klal, or in halacha gufa gives you art, says that over here you're allowed to pass a different ifanim, right? Because see the tzad klali apsiki, you're allowed to pass a different ifanim.
The certain tribes, like the Musachim, the Torah, like we say, Dakot, the same thing, like certain, the Golem had their own, the same tribes, right? Yeah, but that comes, that's not in Yonim of Allah, like in the Schweiz at Tfilim, Marshall, that is also the Shara Kailo, because there's 12 different Ifanim.
Not the Shvat HaBegashmis. We say when we say the Nasim and Nisan, it says in Ayimim, you have to say V'iman Yavt Chameshevet Pleini, even if you're a Kohen or a Levi. Because we're talking about the Shevet Ruchni that you're Shaykh to. So it says that there's 12 Nischois, because every person has to dive in the Nusach, which is Shaykh to his Shevet. But no one really knows what Shevet they're from. Like we say V'iman Yavt Chameshevet Pleini. So that is Amir Shad HaKoilul, that's the Nusach that is in Tefillah, which is a Shad that everyone can go into. But that's not in Yalim V'alocha. That's the yonim of tefillah, etc. It's not halacha lemaisa. There's only about like a Mishnah brings in the Gemara brings in a Mishnah in brachas that Abtarfin was. I think it was Abtarfin, right? That he went and did like b'shamay l'gabe kishma. That he was makbet to say it amidah b'yeshiva, and he was nanash because of that. Because the halacha is dafk like b'sil. So that means now there's only halachas like b'sil. There's no such thing. B'shamay is still true. El ve'el divukim chayim. But halacha lemaisa is only like one. Wasn't nikva yet. Halacha gufa has a system. How we're kaveh the halacha, but b'shaz that once the halacha is nikva, it doesn't make the other shita not true anymore. It's still available to people kiv chayim. But right now, so that's you have to go only according to that shita. Right? Yeah. Okay. Let's see weiter. He says b'frat, and the prim says b'frat. That was lofi nigla. Pinigla, even if pinigla comes at the yom tosheni, Rashan is different to the every yom tosheni. The Yom Tov Sheni Rashon is a Yom Mechad Aruch, so it's Mamash Ayam Shukhti Yom Tov Rishon. Then he says, B'fat Lavi Primis En Yonim. The Isa B'lkot Eteira Al Pasuk Yichayinu Mi Yemayim, the Yemayim in Beiz Yom Shrash Hashanah, Ki Rash Hashanah La'elam Beiz Yom, Afilu B'zman Shayim Akacha Aperia. La'elam over here, it doesn't mean, like I said, La'elam over here, it doesn't mean in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't La'elam Beis Yom. Like we explained before, the Beis HaMikdash was sometimes Beis Yamim, you know, only actually in a very, you know, only once in a while when it happened this Maisa that they came after, the Eden came after Mincha. But La'ilam al Tereb means to say, as opposed to all the Yom Tevim where it was only in the Bokeh Mesar HaChekim, in Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael, it was 2 days in most places. Anywhere it's Chutz L'Tchum, the Eden weren't able to go Chutz L'Tchum, because it's Yom Tev. So was Beis Yamim. So Rosh Hashanah is Beis Yam, La'ilam. So that's the Pshat, Yicheinu Meyemai. So kafi, like he says, kafi amavusham. Sorry, no kafi amavusham. So beiz yam shashan valiyus ha'ilumis. Vei malu for pchinas pnimius. Vei beiz for pchinas chitzenis. Shashan is the liyus ha'ilumis. The ilumis, akilu chayis is the stalik, and it's nimshich mechadash for the new year. So the Rebbe says that what's the pshat yichayinu meyamayim? Because this pnimius, I'll explain in a second. This pnimius and this chitzenis. And the Pnimius is Nistalik and Eschadish on Yom Rishon, and the Chitzenis is Eila and Eschadish on Yom Shein. What's the Pnimius and the Chitzenis? It's not so clear in the Maimi there, but there's a Maimi from Pilu. They have Placharimen on Chedesh Tishrei. It's printed a couple of years ago. There's a Maimi from Pilu, which is based on that Maimer of Lukot Teira. And there he has also his office, Biurim. So he says like this, he gives a marshal. This is a marshal similar to what's Bona Chassidus, but Pim Yisaratza, Chitzen Yisaratza. He says a marshal, he says, let's say a person is building a house. So why does he want a house? Because he wants to live there. His emissa Pnimius, what he wants is just that he wants a Mokim Dira. Now he's thinking in his Machshaveh, Komuni Machshaveh is exactly how the house should look, the details of the house. That's all his Chitzenis. Let's say right now, he'll say, I don't need any more Makom Dira. Maybe it's time Shri, I don't need a Makom Dira. All the other Machshavas will be in his battle. All the Machshavas are only there because of the Pnimius, because of the fact that he needs a Makom Dira. So Derech Zeh, he says, has been a Geya to Elamis. The Eibishter wants Bereshis, B'Shvat Teira, B'Shvat Yisrael, Shnik Reishis. The whole Inyan of Elamis is for the Shamis Yisrael. Shamis Yisrael is Pnimius of the Eibishter, Pnimius is saying of the Eibishter. Everything else is created as mitzvah chitzenis of the Eibishter. So derech the pratim of the dira. It's the pratim of the place of the house. It's not the ikir, why you want it. It's not what you want the dira for. It's the, because you want a dira, so therefore there has to be all these pratim also. So it comes out that the Shamas Yisrael come from Pnimis of the Eibushta, and everything else comes from Chitzenis of Elokus. So Anyam Tefrishin is Nischadish Pnimis, the Shamas Yisrael, Pnimis is Nischadish Yemrishin. Yim Sheini is Nischadish everything else that's Shachis to Chitzenis, Melochim, etc. All the Inyanim of Chitzenis is Nischadish Yem Sheini.
Do we ever have such an Inyan?
Sir?
Do we ever have such an Inyan that there's a difference between Pnimis and
Chitzenis
in time?
Basically, I don't know why it has to be like a nation of time, but I say it's yeah.
It's only once a year.
Yeah. That's yeah, but I can find that's how it types the pshat, what it means in the Maimada. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So what does he say here? So he says, Arei Muv Mizah. In other words, sometimes we have Yom Tov Sheni. You can say Yom Tov Rishon is nimshach a certain chayis, certain inyam lamayla, certain gili. Yom Tov Sheni is another gili. The chamum sakin, another inyam that has to be nimshach. Or, but it's not the same inyam of Yom Tov Rishon. Another inyam. Here in Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that Yom Tov Sheni is not a separate inyam of Yom Tov Rishon. The same meaning of Aliyah Sa'ilamas is one package deal called Aliyah Sa'ilamas. Aliyah Sa'ilamas Gufa happens in Tushlav. Aliyah Sa'ilamas of Pnimis, and Shams Yisrael, etc. That's in Yom Rishon. And Chitzen is in Yom Shein. Right? So he says, let's see, Ora also 5. According to this, comes a Shaila. In other words, if Yom Tushain is another Inyan, Yom Tosheni, let's say something else. It's a different gili than Yom Rishon, like it is in all the Yom Tosheni. So we could say, Bizman Abayis, whatever, they didn't need that gili. Chves. You could answer differently, family, why Bizman Abayis, they didn't have Yom Tosheni. But if Yom Tosheni is Gufa, yeah, it's half the Indian of Yom Tavirishon, it was the Indian of Aliyah, and half of it happens on Yom Tosheni, so what happened Bizman Abayis? Like we said before, even Bizman Abayis, even though most places they attack it, did 2 days, but the Pale and the Bisa Mikdash, they didn't always do 2 days. So what happened then? This is Rabbi's Bavar in the order 5. Mash was Mash Bis Mikdishai Kaim. Fam Hayurashani Mechon. Hain Lafi, Shabkaid Machurban, I Kayak Biadeno Lalis, Bi Mechon. Achata Achra Churban, Behechach Lassis, Bezium Kmishkos Bazay. Brings because it says in Pritzchayim that the Aliyah Salamis, Bizman Abayis, was able to be done all in one. Now, it's at the Yerida of Skolas, has to happen over 2 days. Like you asked before, why is that for 2 days? But now it has to happen over 2 days. Then the same inyan of famous achitzes can happen all in one day. Aliyah Sa'ilamas. Now we split over 2 days. But even now that we split over 2 days, it's not the pshat. Yom Tov Sheni is epis. This Yom Tov Rishon happens the ikra inyan. Now another inyan separate in Yom Tov Sheni. Not the same inyan that used to happen Yom Tov Rishon. We split that goof for now over 2 days. Kum tochez the Yom Tov Sheni is a yem aruch. It's one half the package of Yom Tov Rishon. Right? He brings it here in the end. The eluk of the teira. A similar inyan we say about Yom Tushen Shagolis Bechlau. There it's a different question. There we ask, if there's a certain Amshach that happens in Yom Tusheni, so what happens now in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, it's also Zman HaGolis now. What do they have? How do they have it now in Eretz Yisrael? So we say, so the Pshat, Eretz Yisrael is a higher Madrega, so they're able to get that Amshach on Yom Tavrishit, all in one. Shaykh, here we have to have it over 2 days. Al-Dar says, Linyu Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah is pack of one Nakuda of Chalisa Elamus. Aliyah Sa'ilamas used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes on one day, but it has to happen now over 2 days. Even Bizman HaBayis in everywhere else, besides for the Milkom HaMikdash, it had to happen over 2 days. But the point comes out, it's the same inyan which is split over 2 days. Okay. Hine, see in the Pnim, yeah. Shaykh Hazushal Yom Tov, Shem Beis Rosh Hashanah, Liyam Yerishal, Letzem Inyan Rosh Hashanah, Nikeres Mesbatas, V'yas Aseis, B'kviz Deshanesu. Shem Tov Rosh Hashanah, Chaliz B'Shabes, come on. This kviz also this year. That Yom Tosheni is that Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is first day of Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So this inyan that Yom Tov based Rosh Hashanah is not like a lower madrega. It's a chiluk of the inyan of Rosh Hashanah Gufa is even more expressed in such a kriyas like this. Teichanim, what the Rebbe is going to say is that the inyan of Rosh Hashanah is aveidus atachteinu. That is what the hadgash of Rosh Hashanah, like we're going to see later. And in such a kviyas like this, when we don't blow the shofar on Yom Tovrishon and we blow it on Yom Tovsheni, it's even brought out even more. The Yom Tovsheni brings out the ma'ila of Avedus HaTachten. Okay, we'll see. Ine, b'tfilz Rosh Hashanah on Eim Zayim Tchos Masecha. The Mizah Shalem Masecha Lo Shalab Mboven. Zayim, ine rak tchil lebriyasi ha-prati shal Adam, shnei b'Rosh Hashanah, al shotchil es kol ma'isa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam meil shnei b'chamesh es hayam shakeid lebriyasi elam, kumu baruch hu b'durush Rosh Hashanah. But the fact that we say about Rosh Hashanah every year, we say Zayim Tchilos Masecha, it means that even though when we talk about the first year, when it was the world was created l'poyel, it's b'chafei el nivra ilam, and everything was created, most things were created before Rosh Hashanah, only Adam Rishon was created in Rosh Hashanah. But in coming years, it's Zayim Tchilos Masecha. When the world is Neschadish, everything's Neschadish in Rosh Hashanah. Not just Rosh Hashanah, Adam Rishon, everything's Neschadish in Rosh Hashanah. And Beruchnis, this means, not just the physical things that were created on the Sheish Yamin, but also the whole Seder Shtalshlus, which comes as Akdam for Bria Sa'ilam, even though it's considered Kedem, there's a Yanim of Seder Shtalshlus, so to speak, before the Bria Sa'ilam Azeh, but it's when it comes, that was all the Chatchila. Now it's all Neschadish on the same day that Adam Arishon is Neschadish, the day of Rosh Hashanah. Haino, Sheschadish is Abish Rosh Hashanah, Ilei Rak Inyan HaMiyuchu LaAdam Baban, in other words, everything becomes nischadish every year, not just the person. But when do they come nischadish? On the day that the person is nischadish, the day of Rosh Hashanah. He says, "Tachlis kol nishtal shel seilum es vatzimtzumim v'masachah v'parsoi schulu v'mechdei sheisav elam haza tachten v'nisav haKadosh Baruch Hu liz leizbarach dir v'tachter." The tachlis of everything of the whole seder shtal shlus tzimtzumim. The Masachim covers, the Parsois, all the different Sugits and Tzumim, everything was at the Shabilam Hazat Tachtan, because the Ebeshta wants the Savakat Shbarach Lisle is Barach Dirib Tachtan. Obeys in Yonim is that. When we say that the Savakat Shbarach Lisle is Barach Dirib Tachtan, it's two in Yonim is. First of all, Masha'ini Yedua Musin. Ul Lomarat Sakat Shbarach Shtay is Barach Batatan. Shtay Dirasi is Barach Batatan. Ke'ena Zashum Ta, Volumayel Mikol Ta, רק משום שכך מסעבה, כמובו בהם של השרן תפשתם מבוב, מה אם רד מהזוקן לבטאי וסכן? קשה שכוון הזו היא למה אלו מכל תא. אז it's explained by Arichus in some of in other places, that the עניין הבדירו בתחתנים is the עניין of נסעבה. What does it mean נסעבה? התאי ופתאי ופרק ושכן קש. So what does that mean? In, when we talk about גילויים, and the עניין of Lekus, the way it's brought out in a certain gather, everything has its certain gather. Everything, let's say, for example, a person, ish sichli, wants certain types of things. It has to his teva to being a ish sichli. A person which is a ish shevragesh, he's nimshach towards other type of inyan. Every single person is a nimshach to certain inyanim, has to his teva, has to what his gadr is, what kind of person he is. Al derech sa, obviously, the much higher eifin is lamaylo. You have inyanim that mitzad seder shtal shlos monsich mitzad seder shtal shlos. You have inyanim that even mitzad lamaylo mitzad seder shtal shlos. So Mansach, it should be in a certain day from Zad Lamayim and Seder Shtashlus. Every Indian of Lakus, even Lamayim and Seder Shtashlus, has some gedder, Sof Kosof. Every, if we're talking about Giluyim, has some gedder. In other words, when we talk about any existence, when we say something exists, we say, Adav Gashmi exists. Okay, so it exists. So what does it mean that it exists? You have to explain it, because it's Gashmi, so it takes up place. Adav Ruchni exists. A Seichel. What does it mean that it exists? Because it's MS, because it could be proven. Everything, if you say something exists, you have to describe what exists. What it must be that it exists. What is there that exists? You say the shtashlus. Say the shtashlus is the ebishter, the way is shleimus of all milus of esesfiras. That's what it means. Elukus and say the shtashlus. Lamailum and say the shtashlus. The ebishter is blikvul, bligeder. Whatever it is, you're going to have to say some description and what does it mean when you say the ebishter? What does it express itself? What does elukus express itself in? Lamailum, because there's some geder. So, there's always the reason why for the Indian of Bria Sa'ilam is going to come, behesim to that gather, behesim to what Indian, what Madrega, what's Mansach, what's at that gather. But, at Musa Yisbarech, when we say the Ebishter exists, was versteht that he exists? That he exists. There's nothing, you can't bring it out in any way that he exists. That guy mentioned past that says that even this that we say that the Ebishter exists is only to be Shailal, that he doesn't exist. We don't even use the word existence, doesn't mean existence the same way we mean existence. When we say existence, we mean there's something that you could describe. That's what's in Kani Kani. There's nothing you can describe. So it doesn't, it's not even called existence. We say existence, it's a Mishael, the Chas Vashon, the Epech. But it's not existence in the way, in the, what we mean as existence. So Mele, Yesari has no gather whatsoever. So there's no Inyan of Taim Abriya. All the Chasvarim that say Taim Abriya, they're all talking in different Madregis and Elochus. Some are talking, say the Shtashlos, some are talking, Lamailam, say the Shtashlos. But Mitzad Atzmuzi is Barech, it's not Shaykh Bechlala, Absasiba, why there should be Briya Salem. Because there's no Gdarim. So what is it, yeah? Misava. It's an Inyan which just has no Shaykhs to Ta. That's what he wants. It's not an Inyan that has any Shaykhs to Inyan of Ta. So when we say Nisava, the word of Nisava brings out that's not an Inyan that's Shaykh to Tavanus. It's going to give him the gate to the wife of the Hamshach of the Sikh. So then there's the second Inyan here. Lazy Inyan Nisava, who you do it. And Shemachuv Matachas of Brisaelim will easily is better with the Tachtain. But if we talk about what, that's if we talk about why. If we talk about what the Ebishta wants, we do know what the Ebishta wants. The Ebishta wants that there should be a Dira B'Tachtain. He wants that Dafka in Tachtain, there should be a Bri. Okay, let's stop over here because the next thing is. Yeah.